Good morning.
It is a Thursday morning. And that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
I have a question for you, sir. Who is Mary Margaret Robbins?
Well, back in 2012, there was a hard-fought village election in Cooperstown. When the dust settled, a group of Democrats, mostly young with a lot of ideas, had taken over village government and have maintained a lock on it since. The last Republican elected village trustee was in 2010, a decade ago. Village elections in New York State this year will be Wednesday, March 18th, a Wednesday. I just learned the other week that there's a law prohibiting elections from happening on St. Patrick's Day, and that will be a Tuesday, March 17th this year. Cooperstown elections will be further unusual because the Republicans have a very good prospect for trustee. Mary Margaret Robbins is in her early 40s, a trained pharmacist. Her husband, Matt Soans, is a Morgan Stanley vice president, and the two have a young daughter. When she was in her mid-30s, Mary Margaret contracted Lyme disease. It wasn't diagnosed promptly, and by the time it was, the disease had damaged her heart. She was on the list for a heart transplant for quite some time, and finally, last spring, successfully underwent the operation. Since then, she's become active in promoting Lyme awareness and raising money for the Global Lyme Alliance. Her story is well known locally. We've written about it, and the Today Show featured her in January. So she's a first-rate candidate, but she's not a shoo-in. She's running against two incumbent Democrats. One, Joe Membrino, is a retired Bureau of Indian Affairs lawyer. The second, McGuire Benton, is in his early 20s, the youngest trustee ever. He was active in Brian Flynn's 2018 congressional campaign and is now the county Democratic Assistant Election Commissioners. So it's a strong field. There was a bit of a twist this week. The League of Women Voters scheduled a candidates debate for next Thursday. A Tuesday, it turns out, is the anniversary of Mary Margaret's heart transplant, and she has to go through a routine but somewhat extensive surgical procedure. Her doctor's out of the country, so whether she can delay it or not is up in the air. When I talked to her about it, she was lighthearted. It seems with what she's gone through, she takes things in stride. People who undergo transplants roll back their personal clocks, I found out. She called Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, her first birthday. If she can participate in the debate, she said, I'll be 1 year old.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, with a wonderful story for us. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week.
Super, David. Thank you.